This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
You hear the cliche that we lose a football field every hour. Well, we've kind of improved that a little bit. We're losing a football field every 100 minutes, which is still a bad situation.
Louisiana's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority has done a lot in the 10 years since its creation, according to CPRA Director Johnny Bradbury.
So we understand the very dynamics of our coast, and we've got the expertise needed to take decisive actions. We've got project results that are very encouraging. We're seeing projects really perform better than we thought they would.
When they began, they were battling 1,900 square miles of coastal land loss over 75 years. Bradbury says climate change and sea level rise is accelerating the erosion today.
If we did nothing, point forward, what would be the consequences? A future without action, as we would say, in 50 years, worst case, we'd lose another 4,000 square miles.
In preparing for the latest version of the Coastal Master Plan, approved this spring, Bradbury says they identified 209 needed projects costing $250 billion. They scaled back, though, to $50 billion worth of work over the next 50 years.
124 projects brought the most value and had the most impact, and we'd add 802 square miles of land over this 50-year period.
There's still the question of how to pay for that.
You hear a lot about the money we have. It's overflowing, right? Well, that's not exactly the case. I come up with about $18 to $19 billion. That leaves me $32 billion short.
And that, Bradbury says, often keeps him up at night.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that what's at stake is our livelihood, it's our culture, it's our homes, it's our jobs.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, downtown Baton Rouge, October 28th, louisianabookfestival.org.